Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we are joined by Bloomberg's Allison Verspril. The federal government is proposing an easing of restrictions on drone flights in a move that's going to make it easier for companies to deliver packages by air. Allison, this concerns drone flights that go beyond visual range, right?
Yes. So what this rule would do would essentially have kind of a common standard to fly drones outside the visual line of sight of the pilot on the ground. So under existing rules, either you have to have those visual observers or you have to deal with sort of this patchwork of waivers and individual exemptions, which companies say are very costly, burdensome. And so the idea behind this is to just have kind of one blanket rule that companies have to follow.
And who would that benefit?
Would benefit, you know, you mentioned drone delivery. So companies like Alphabet's Wing, we have several other drone delivery companies. I'm thinking Zipline, DroneUp, anyone who wants to do this for farming and agriculture, you know, people who want to use drones for filmmaking, you know, obviously it's a lot of different types of products that could potentially benefit here.
What about the safety aspects of this? If you can't see that drone because it's beyond your visual range, how do you know that it's not close to an airplane?
No, it's a good question. And they've actually, you know, accounted for that in here. We'll have to see some of the comments that we get if people think that the standards are high enough. But they do have a requirement if you're operating in certain airspaces that, you know, may have you come in more in contact with other manned aircraft such as planes. You do have to have, your drone has to have essentially anti-collision technology on it, detect and avoid technology. And then the other thing that they've done is, you know, provide standards for companies that do some of that traffic management. And so are there a few rules in there to try to, you know, essentially make it so that drones are not interacting too much with manned aircraft?
So are there new regulations then for the pilots who fly these things? I know you have to have an FAA ticket to fly normal drones. Will there be an additional requirement for them?
There are a few rules in there for pilots, but for the most part, these are about, you know, sort of the aircraft themselves. It talks about, you know, the standards. There's essentially going to be some industry consensus standards for how you design those drones that these aircraft have to meet. And, you know, again, talking about the safety element of this, there is going to be a requirement that any drones have to yield to manned aircraft that are broadcasting their position with this technology that's known as ADS-B out, that's very popular with planes and things like that. And so there are a lot of different aspects, but mostly these rules are kind of the operation of drones, the design of these drones. So there's a lot in there. We're still kind of going through it all. You know, these government regulations can be quite dense. So.
Oh, yes, they can. China currently dominates the market. The administration seems to be pushing to make more of these drones here in the U.S.
Yes. So Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy had a briefing today, and he specifically talked about that. And he, you know, he said that China currently dominates about 90% of the consumer drone market. He said that's particularly alarming if you have an adversary sort of controlling the skies in that kind of way. And so they're definitely seeing this as a way to potentially get more U.S. players into that space.
All right. I'm looking forward to you sending me something nice by a drone sometime soon. Allison, thank you very much for joining us.
All right. Thanks for having me.
That's Bloomberg's Allison Verspril.